We are on Daf 148, which is Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We begin the next Siman in Halacha Shabbos, Siman Reish Tzadik Tes. Shalei lecha not to eat, shalei lasa, shmalacha not to do any forbidden activity. Kun mishayav before a person makes Abdullah, but you'd see from Mendes 10 paragraphs. Says Mechab Sefalf, Osa lecha shom dover, it's forbidden to eat anything, or for the lish to is yayin, or shamashkin, or even to drink wine, or any other beverage. Chutz mimayim, except for water. Mishatech, so once it gets dark, ab, and mekitin daf ayin heim, and av, shayav dalam until a person makes Abdullah. But if someone's sitting and he's eating when it's still daytime, and then become dark, in the Torah, it doesn't have to stop. Says Rama, fill mishtia. It's from beis even from drinking. If someone, however, is sitting and drinking and it gets dark, Torah has to stop. Some say the hanimili when we say the besveik chashech when it's doubtful if it's dark. When it's definitely dark, even if it's sitting and eating, poiris ma pomavdul. Yes, he spreads out the covering. And he makes over the food, and he makes Abdullah. But and then he finishes Mil Hagasa Drama, Vaminik Pashtid, and the widespread custom is Kesavar Rishon is like the first opinion. Says Mishbur Siv Katan Alf. Now let it eat, drink, or anything except for water, Mishra Techsha, once it gets dark. Now, Vafil Besveik Chashaykh, and that's even by if it's a doubtful nighttime. The Sharatzi Naisav says that's the Mogad Brahm the Bach, and other Chem Nalik the Taz, and so look at Be'a Locha, Tiv Maslo Mishra Techshach. Where he says to look at Mishabur over here, that it's even Masafik Hashaycha, that's a Mogad Ram Nabach, right? So my mother has lent regarding this, and also he agrees with them, Ladin, and not like the Taz, that's inclined to be lenient to rely on the opinion of the Rosh now. So it's really very difficult to rely on this. First of all, many Achwayim hold that even the opinion of the Rosh is to be Machim Masafik Hashaycha, look at my mother, to Shabbos, be Magadim, and we only have the opinion of the Razal, which is the Das Yachid regarding this. And even if you're going to say that the Rosh holds also like him to be lenient like the Taz, you have the Rif and the Rambam writes explicitly regarding Kiddush, that from the moment that the day happens, it's forbidden, and you have to interrupt. And so the Gemara that Abdullah is similar regarding the beginning that a kiddush regarding interrupting. And the Smagid and Mechamis and the Itter, they all hold the Benish Mash is also forbidden to start. And only regarding if you started to eat from before daytime, then there's many different opinions in Rishayim that permit not to stop when it gets dark. And that's the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Razah, and also the Riv is also. And we don't have regarding. We only remain with the stringent ones on that. Regarding that, you have the opinion of the Smagid and Itter. And therefore, the Mechaber mentioned their words on the name of Yesh Oimim. And the day Rishon the stump. So coming back to our topic, make our din, one should not be leaning to by Savik Hashecha, if it's doubtful if it's night. That's a Muchach and Mesesa, but if you look into it, and this he mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Meshetechshach, it does not mean to exclude Savik Hashecha. Look at Muhammad that he brings many places that the intent is even Savik Hashecha. Or additionally, you could say, because of the Seifa, the end of his words, that even if it's Chashcha, you don't have to stop. That's why he says the word Chashecha. Now, by large meals of nisun of marriage, there's many in many places to be lenient to sit there by Sabbath Hashaykh, the Bach wonders on this, and it seems that in the pressing situation, they rely on the Razah and don't protest on them, says the Ali Rab. Also, it appears to me, says the Bialacha, to resolve a little bit their minig, that's because it's only a rabbinic concern, and it's Melaka Mitzvah, so they pick to be lenient, like Rabbi Yisi and Shabbos Avalam, hey, that the time of Benesh Mashas, according to him, is much, much later than the Benesh Mashas of Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. That we hold the svik chashecha, what's considered doubtful nighttime, is take of mishashak achama, the right after the sun sets. Leinad lakas and eris regarding lighting candles. V'chamalacham regarding omalacham. V'chamalacham nearly, however, it appears to me. Leinad chilish through the shlishes regarding eating shal shudis. Im lo'echam akadim, if you did not eat beforehand, bevadi tzok lechal afalach hashkia, then for sure you have to eat even after shkia. Which Sharatzin says, nice base, since the Devar Mitzvah, you can rely on the Shudas Razah, and also the Rush possibly holds like this, and also it's possible that you'll say, Sabek Asid Rabbanon is Deicha, Sabek Asid Rabbanon, and also for the reason that we wrote in Be'alacha, and also the belt is not to be lenient regarding this. Continues in Mishabrua, that Vafila Lashar Achilan, and even for other eating, if he has an appetite to eat and to drink, Gamke in Lach, you also don't have to be stringent by Sabek Hashaycha. Which Sharatzin Ais Gimel says that it seems that you could rely on this on the Pindah Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tamachav, that it's not yet the time of Benesh Mashas. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, and how long could you be lenient? Ad Chatzi Shah Shekam Tetzik Lecham until a half hour before the stars come out, which Sharatzin Ais Dalet says. After that, then it would be forbidden to start to eat your Suda, also because you have the problem of Kriyishma and Tefillah, which is forbidden, as we say in Reish Lama Hei, even a half hour before that. So it would be a half hour before it says. That's what says the Derech Chaim, and look over there more over. This is Mechaber writes, the author writes, from when it gets dark, Mayri Kushlei Spal Arvis. Some of you didn't daven Mayrv. Spal Arvis, but if you daven Mayrv, some of you may be daven when it's still daytime. The Yeshay Pachamutu, there are certain times that would be permitted, could be some Rish Tzadi Gimel. So then, as we continue that line, hey, Chalal of Chavis Abdullah, then already your obligation of Abdullah starts. Vasalachal Chavdal Kaz, and then you're not allowed to eat until you make Abdullah on the cup of wine. Sharatin, they say, says, and even if you make Ibn Abdullah, and tefillah would be forbidden, like obviously in the Gemara Pesachim Nafkuf Zayin, and that's according to the Bindamog and Avram. But the Prima Gadim writes that his din is not necessarily the case, because it's not similar to Kiddush, that through the Kabbalah at Shabbos and forbidden Malacha, where the day becomes Kaddish by him. So therefore, the obligation of Kiddush starts, which is not the case by Abdullah, because it's not yet weekday for anything. The Chuvah is Bin Yoilam Simon Zayin, brought in Pesachim Chuvah HaChadosh, that also regarding Kiddush, he's not even sure about. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah further, Sivkot and Beis. He said, so you can't eat or drink anything until you make Abdullah. But if Yoichav Oichel, if he was sitting and eating, even just started, Shabech Rechsa Maitzim Bayim, he just made the Bracha Maitzim and it's still daytime. And he didn't even start yet even eating until it got dark. Shedachrainim, Sivkat and Gimel. But at least he started this Mibayim and it's still daytime. Which Dafka Bezer, specifically over here, Shehizkal Echel Behetter, at least he started eating permissibly. But if he started prohibitedly, placing him avdol, you actually would have to stop, and you would have to make havdalah. Which Sharatin Eisvav brings that even though the Magen Avraham writes that that's dafka according to one that says havdalah is daraisa, but according to one that says rabbinic, you don't have to stop because you started in permissibly. Because you just started to eat. Look over there. But in Sevan Arasham, he asks on him that it's not similar to other things that are medaban. Because the other reason is because you might just forget, which is not the case over here. Because the reason is not just because you might forget not make Abdullah. It's just because before Kiddush Abdullah, tasting itself is forbidden, and therefore even Tima Ba'alma, even just tasting is forbidden. If that's the case, it's logical that even the Eved you would have to stop. And that's also there. Chaim wonders in him also. Look over there. So continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ach, b'lav ocher. But anyway, Tzarech Lipsik, you have to stop. Because the Krishna you have to say at night time, she the rest, it's biblical. If you start eating within a half hour of the stars coming out, which Sharatin Ozain says that look in Simrish Lamhe in the words of Taz and what we write over the end of Bi'alacham, which the Dirshah Levin brings, that the other Taz writes that there's no issue to start to eat a half hour before the Zman of Krishna al Marib, only a little bit before that. And Mishnah writes with it that Achreinim agree to the Pinnah Shulchan Aruch that it's Asr. And this that he writes to look in the Bi'al Loch over there, it's not found where exactly he's referring to. Continues the Mishnah Berurah that Ve'in Lismach al Kriyas Hashamash LeBesik Nesse, and you cannot rely on the attendant calling you to shul, even if it's a place where the norm is that he does call you, unless if you're accustomed to go usually to shul on Matzah Shabbos and Magid Ram Shach, then that would help for the Isra of eating before your davening of Meir. Sivkat and Daud. So if you started from when it was still daytime and now it's nighttime, then Ein Tzarech Lafzik, then you don't have to stop. But for the Krishma Tfila, and even for Krishma and davening Ein Tzarech Lafzik, you don't have to stop in the middle of your meal. Since you started when it was still daytime, which was permissible, and you don't have to be stringent to stop, because if we would stop in the middle, it's like chasing away the king. And similarly, they expanded Mechilta Zachar v'Shamar, which is Shamrei B'Yitziyasai, you have to safeguard it when you leave Shabbos, like a person that does not want that his beloved should go as long as he could hold on to it. So you don't want to just stop in the middle and make Avdallah. Now, if you stop in the middle of the meal and you daven, maybe now the obligation of Avdallah takes effect, and then you would not be able to eat until you make Avdallah. Sharatin Ashes says, look at the rabbi that he writes, that's not muchach. Al kaponim, just that he says that in the middle of the meal, that the words barchamab bekezachol, so that he can light a candle or something similar, like it's brought at the end of the simon, with that for sure, most definitely does not take effect in the obligation of Abdullah, and he'd be permitted to end of Suda. Sivkot and Hay. Now we said, but if let's say it was Yeshua B'Shayis B'Chashkol, let's say it was sitting and drinking and it got dark, he sat down to drink when it was still daytime, but not in the meal. B'Chashkol, now it got nighttime, even just by B'Nash Mashis, Tzach Lavzik, he would have to stop the steal of B'Chashkol, because drinking is not considered a significant thing, that it should be effective, all that he started from before daytime. Now, Simkot and V'Yeshem, some say, when do we say this? By Tzavik HaShecha. Meaning, Koyal Masha Kazabade Kamaisa is going on what he said in the first opinion. The Hiskel Moedim started when it's still daytime, and so Chlavs, you don't have to stop. Even if it's for sure nighttime, according to this opinion, so Chlavs, you would have to stop. And because it's only regarding Sovach HaShecha, but Bavad HaShecha, even if you were sitting and eating, you would not be able to finish. But regarding initially, there's no difference between this opinion and the first opinion. The Afla Deikamais, because even according to the first opinion, not all a star to eat, even when it's just a doubt if it's dark. So says the Mechaba, let's say they were drinking. They said, let's go and make Abdullah. They want to go back and drink before Abdullah. They don't need to go back and make a new bracha. But those who disagree regarding this, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kat and Zayin, if they were drinking, that is in the middle of their eating. In the beginning of the eating was when there was still daytime. But the first opinion holds, since they didn't have to stop, even though it's dark, like we said previously, so this that they said, let's go make Abdullah, that doesn't harm this. But if Shoyin Lecha Balishas, and therefore the Lada continue eating and drinking, they don't have to go back and make a new bracha, because they didn't be Masich Das, they didn't remove their consciousness. Al-Diyam Mirza through this statement, which the Sharatzin says, no, Yud Gimel, that's the sounds from the Taz, and that's how the Shechem Acharab writes, not like the Machzah Shekel, and says, Pashid, that because if they weren't permitted to eat through this statement, so it would take effect to them, then subsequently an obligation of Avdallah, and they would have to go back and make a new bracha, as they say in Reish Ayin Av Sev, hey, when they say, Boyun the Kaddish, let's go make Kiddush. Now, continues Mishnah Berurah, says, Avakashal Yoyz Kimishdi Levad, but the truth is that the simple wording in the Mechaber seems to say, but if they were just doing a regular drinking session, then yeah, the Tzarkel Havsi Kishachashcha, then they would have to stop when it gets dark, like we said before. If they said, come, let's make Abdullah, then according to everyone, their Masich Das from the drinking, and if they want to continue drinking, even though they're not allowed to, because if they make Abdullah, they would have to go back and make a new bracha now. But says the Sharatzin Oysidal. But if they didn't say Boy Ben Avdol, so the Isser itself would not make a Hefsek and Hesek Adas, as we said in Risha and Av Sivkot and Chabez Mishbrud in the name of the Taz, and therefore they obviously would not have to make a new bracha. Sivkot and Chaz. And we said that those who disagree Badavar on this halacha, really they hold the Kivin Sha'amr and Boy Ben Avdol, since they said, let's go make Abdullah, they have to go back and make a new bracha. But the Ikar Kadeka Maisa, the primary is like the first opinion, which the Sharatzin Oysidal says, look at Bir Halacha. The Maskel, the Yesh, Yesh Mishachalik B'davar, the reason, writes the Taz Magen Avraham, is that he holds this opinion that since they said Boy Ben Avdol, so they removed themselves from their meal, and it's like including Hezek Adas. And that's the opinion of the Ravid, that he holds that even though you don't have to be Mavsik, you don't have to interrupt, but you have to go back and make a new bracha because of Hezek Adas. In Bi Agra, he writes that the reason of the Yesh Mishachalik is a source Marik, that he holds like the Yeshem and Sif Aleph, that you have to stop when it gets dark, and Melo, when you say Boy Ben Avdol, you have to go back and make a new bracha, like he wrote in Mishabur regarding drinking. Now, regarding halacha, there's no difference regarding this, because you don't have to say according to the reason the Gra, the Rambam already writes before and did many like the first Svara, and even according to the Taz Magen Avraham, the Mechaber picks like the Shitzer Rambam that's the first opinion. He says Bestama, and the other opinion has Yesh Mishachal B'Davar, and therefore that's his primary opinion, the first one. And anyways, he'll say Sopik Brachas Hakel, that a doubt regarding brachas is we're going to go leniently. The previous Be'al Lacha and Tzarech LaHavsik, that if they were sitting and drinking and it got dark, you have to stop and make Havdalah and then go back to the drinking, says the Rambam. The Bemaskel Mishatechshech, that the Mechaber said, you're not allowed to eat anything or even drink wine or other beverages except for water once it gets dark until you make Havdalah. So he says, look at Mishbur Sivkot and Aleph, that it's even by Sovik Hashecha. And that's what the Magabram writes in the Bach, and Amartcha is lengthy regarding this, and he agrees also with them, Ladina, not like the Taz, that's inclined to be lenient to rely on the opinion of the Rosh. And says the truth is very difficult, very much. First of all, many Achreim hold that, and also the opinion of the Rosh is to Mach Masafik HaShecha. I think we said this. Yeah, we said this, Bi Alach, that only opinion of the Razah, which is Das Yachid, and even if you can say that the Rosh holds, also like him to be make like the Taz, like the Rif and the Rambam, the Smagel B'chamas, the Itta, they all hold the Benish Mosh, it's also been the start, and only regarding if you start even by Yoim, then you have many different opinions of Rishayim that permit not to stop when it gets dark, and it's the Rambam, the Rosh, the Razah, and it's the Pin, the Rif. Also, and we only have the Machmirim, the only have the Smag and the Itter. So the B'chamas mentions that their words only B'shem Yashayim, and the day Rishayim the B'stama. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number one. Regarding drinking tea without sugar before Abdullah, Rosh Hashanah holds that it has halachically drinking water, and it's permitted
as Burton Shulchan Aruch. True, someone's Chaim writes that someone drinks tea before Abdullah, you don't protest. He has on that the same thing is that you don't protest someone who's drinking sweet water. On the other hand, Shuvas Erlitzin writes that they did not permit to drink tea and coffee without sugar, only for an elderly person and someone who's sick. Dish number two, Chaznish instructed not to eat after Shkiah at all, even not Shulah, even not the Sudash Lishas. Dish number three, the Mishnah Berurah said, you don't have to be Machmer until a half hour before Tzitzik Chavim. This halacha is based on what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Rish HaMachal, like Rabbi Natam. So before half hour before Tzitzik Chavim, it's not considered the time of Ben Hashmashas as Burn Shar Tzin over his Zibkot Gimel. For this reason, according to what the meaning is, most of people in Eretz Yisrael, like the Goinim, even Lekula, that Ben Hashmashas starts right away for Rish Shkia, as Burn Mishbru, but there the Ketzes Shulchan writes, you have to look into if you could permit to eat after Shkia, for someone already ate Sudish Lishas and is hungry to eat more, because it's tired to the Yashavin structure that Pasha, that the word Mishbru over here, was said for his place, where there's a big difference between the Shkia and Tzitzik Chavim, like Shit Rabbi Natam. And you cannot learn from that regarding this man in Eretz Yisrael. Dish number four, if someone ate or drank wine before Avdala, Shuvasik Mitch writes that even though he has to make a bracha chreina, maybe even a bracha reshaina, because the food itself is not asr, however, it does not combine for Zimun, and especially for mentioning Hashem's name in the Zimun of Asar. Dish number six, that you're not allowed to eat until you make Avdala on the kais. If someone made Avdala on the kais, but he did not make a bracha on the Ner of Bassam. Pir Mugan writes that if he made a Havdal before nighttime, for sure it's permitted for him to eat. Shlomo Zalman holds that even if he made Havdal at my nighttime, it would be permitted for him to eat because Havdal is the primary. He made Havdal and there's no obligation to be L'chazer HaChaner. And it remains with the Tzarachin. Edition number seven, the words of the Shaar Tzion that start to eat the Suda, there's also a concern about Krishma and Tfilo. And you see that you're not going to make a Suda a half hour before the time of Havdalah, like a Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Lamed Hey, we're going to Krishma, and that's also how the Derech Chaim writes, not like the opinion of the Mogei Ram. Now, regarding those minutes that are before Shkia, that are within a half hour before Tzitzik Chavim, Tzitzik Shulchan writes that those who have the minig like the opinion of the Goinim, they're not to be makel to eat in this time, because it's a necessary for a mitzvah verse for a passing mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman points out that according to his words, there's no heter to start to eat in this time, only for someone who did not eat Sudash Lishas, and he adds on that maybe the reason that to be limber regarding this is because it's customary not to make Abdullah in this time. Now, if he left the Shomer and that is permitted to start to eat before Tefillah and Kriyashma, Shlomo Zalman holds that regarding Abdullah it's not effective because the issur to start a Suda before Abdullah is the same as regarding the obligation of stopping a Suda before Kiddush, as written by Allah, and since the Shomer does not help regarding the obligation of stopping a Suda before Kiddush, something is not going to be effective regarding the starting of a Suda before Abdullah. Dish number eight, Mishpura said not to rely on the Shamash calling you to Shul. So we see from his words that even if a person normally goes to the Beis HaKnesses, it's not going to be effective only if the Shamash calls him to shul. However, regarding learning before davening, Mishpura writes in Reish Lamed Hey, and that if a person is to daven b'tzibur, it's permitted and didn't require the Shamash to call him to go to shul. And that's also the opinion of B'yashim. Regarding the Suda, it's not enough with what he usually goes to shul. Another thing, Mishpura Zaman holds that you can rely on the Mini Kavua regarding Krishma and Tefillah. Dirshu number 11, Shartin quoted the Taz, when he wrote in B'ri Halacha, that there the Taz writes, oh, we said that already. Mishnah Berurah, edition number 14, on the words of Mishnah Berurah, that drinking is not considered davar chashuv, to say, oh, you already started before Shkia. Now, eating mezainis, Archa Shochan writes, that it's not a significant achila either. And that's like Shochan writes. Now, if someone wants to be Yitzhak's Chiv of Sudash Lishas, we're eating this mezainis, Shivash Yavali writes that since the Halacha, it's Halacha is like a Sudash Shabbos, and he's kaveh of the Suda L'Kavit Shabbos. So the Shabbos extends with his kaveh. Another than Shubba's Olatin writes, the Eidim Mezainis is considered Achilah Chashuv regarding this, since it's Shaykh, it's applicable to kaveh on Mezainis, and you eat from it a share kaveh Suda. And therefore, even if you're eating less than that share, it's considered as a kaveh regarding that you don't have to stop your eating. So Zalman was not sure, maybe it's not considered as a kaveh because you didn't wash your hands, he proved that you don't want the kaveh. However, regarding eating Paris, all the places can write that we mentioned that for sure eating is not considered as a kaveh because you don't have all the reasons that we mentioned.